This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network. Anything you think or do can and will be used against you by your body and your mind. Now, you have the right to counsel during this process. And if you feel you cannot find or afford a caring health professional, one has been provided for you. And it's me. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Your body didn't come with an owner's manual, so I provide this program to help you to become your own best doctor most of the time. We have got so much information today to share with you, and I'm going to encourage you to stick around for the entirety of the program today, all 3 hours of the show today, because there is just so much to provide for your health going forward that you won't want to miss any of it because it's so vitally important to you. You know, conventional medicine does a lot of good things with respect to acute trauma, crisis management, 911, emergency rooms, saving people's lives. There's no question about that whatsoever. But what conventional medicine doesn't do, the list is long, but one thing I can think of that I'd like to discuss with you this hour is helping people to understand the value and the direction of how to maintain proper body weight and how to lose weight should you gain weight. We just do. And all you have to do is look around and see the people that are walking down the street in your life, your coworkers, your family members, to know that we just have a failing grade when it comes to the management of weight in the human body in the United States. It's just bad. And so it's a call to action for you to take charge of this situation yourself, because you're not going to get much help through conventional medical means, aside from the extreme radical approach like doing a stomach bypass surgery or some type of radical surgery, which can come back to haunt you later on. And it very well may have just taken the life of Lisa Marie Presley, daughter of Priscilla and Elvis Presley. That's what the autopsy results say. Now, there may be some other factors associated with that. I'm going to be talking about that today. What killed Lisa Marie Presley back in January? The autopsy results are in, and it is pretty shocking. We will get to that. But let me begin with how the medical profession even measures your weight, how they determine if you are overweight, if you have too much fat on your body. They use a measurement called BMI. BMI. In fact, recently I had a yearly general physical exam. And sure enough, on that physical exam sheet at the end, they had body mass index, or BMI. And I thought to myself, are they still using this arcane, outdated, mythical way of measuring weight in a human being? And the answer is yes, they are. And it's embarrassing. It's an embarrassing thing to know that that's still going on here in the U.S. with all the knowledge and information we have and technology that we have to be able to accurately measure someone's fat content, their body mass in some other manner. And there are plenty of ways to do that. The history of how this came about is just kind of bizarre. Adolf Q. Tellet, a Belgian astronomer and mathematician, statistician, and sociologist, not a physician, never studied medicine at all, devised the basis of the BMI, the body mass index measure that the medical profession, conventional medical profession, is using still to this day. And this Adolf Q. Tellet did this back in the 1800s, between 1830 and 1850, as he developed what is called social physics. Now, he was the first to define a metric relating to weight, relating your weight to your height squared. That's the formula, which later formed the basis of what is now referred to still to this day, 200 years later, BMI, body mass index, how fat is basically determined, how the level of fat in the human body. And to do so, this individual only looked at white, French, and Belgian men, a very narrow representation, ladies and gentlemen, of humanity. He never intended the ratio to be linked to health in any matter whatsoever. He didn't. It had nothing to do with health. So, please allow me to repeat that. I know it's hard to gather this in, but the next time you have an exam, look at the sheet and see if you see on there BMI, body mass index, and then they'll provide a number, which is the ratio of your weight to your height squared, and that's what you're going to be based on in terms of the amount of fat you have in your body, which is an inaccurate reading that comes from over 200 years ago that was never designed to be presented for health reasons. It was a mathematical equation. And that's the basis of today's use of the BMI. And most medical institutions today are determining your health status based on this individual's mathematical equation. And in June of 1998, the National Health Institute approved the current BMI standard, thus raising public awareness of the BMI, body mass index system. Body mass index became the international standard for measuring obesity in the 1980s. So here we are, 25 years later or so. BMI has been the gold standard. It's just more than 25 years, much more than 25 years. This has been going on 40 some years that they've used this as a biomarker for determining if a person has a healthy or unhealthy level of fat in their body, and or if you are obese or not. And so many people are misdiagnosed as a result of it. That's why it should be abolished. But it's not. You still have it at Kaiser Permanente. You have the National Institutes of Health. You have the CDC. They all use this fictitious, mythical measurement to determine if a person is overweight or not, or they're obese or not, or if what level of fat they have in their body. And there's better ways to do it. We have that in existence today, but I cannot understand why they use this BMI reading, body mass index. It is arbitrary. It's an outdated metric, but still going on. I'm going to delve into this further so you understand it, so that when you see it, you can reject it and know that there are better ways to go about measuring the human body, especially as it relates to fat content and as whether it relates to you being overweight or obese. I will get to that after this. Stay with us. You're listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
Our bodies depend on a potent powerhouse of beneficial bacteria that support and improve every aspect of our health. Dr. O'Hara's formula encourages probiotics to function at their peak performance. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Transformative postbiotic compounds created during Dr. O'Hara's probiotics' exclusive 3-year fermentation process are present in every capsule. These restorative postbiotics nurture diverse gut bacteria, leading to better digestion, improved immunity, and exceptional health. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online. Go to www.essentialformulas.com for a retailer near you. That's essentialformulas.com.
All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. Therootbrands.com/product.
What's your age? That's A-G-E. Aged garlic extract, that is. For over 50 years, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been offering men and women of all ages and with different health concerns an odorless, organically grown, clinically researched garlic extract supplement tailored to their individual needs. Aged garlic extract formulas support optimal cardiovascular health, immune function, and many more specific health concerns like stress, blood sugar balance, high blood pressure, detox, anti-aging, inflammation, and brain health. Kyolic AGE's condition-specific products contain Kyolic's exclusive GMO-free garlic extract, which is aged up to 20 months, converting garlic's harsh properties into beneficial compounds. So what's your AGE? Visit your local natural health and wellness retailer and discuss which Kyolic AGE formula is best for you and your lifestyle. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also online.
Welcome or welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Thank you so very much for tuning into the program today. And our veteran listeners of the show, thank you so much for spreading the good word about this program so other people in your life can have an opportunity to tune into the show. Next hour, we're going to have a special guest on the program. You won't want to miss that hour because we're going to be talking about, and this is a true story, the average person, yeah, it would be you, the average person in the U.S. inhales, you ready for this? Inhales the equivalent of a credit card's worth of plastic every week, every single week. We suck down the equivalent in microplastics, the size of a credit card, in our bodies. That according to a new study. We're going to be joined by a special guest to talk about this. Now you might say, well, plastics, no big deal. Yeah, it is a big deal. Plastics are petrochemicals and they contain mercury, lead, cadmium, arsenic, aluminum, toxic metals. And those toxic metals can cause all kinds of problems. Anything from infertility to the big C, and I do mean cancer, and a whole lot of other problems that you may not have known about that could be creating health concerns that you have right now and nobody can figure it out. Your body's talking back to you and you're still sick. Maybe this is part of it. And we're going to be talking about that and how to get these toxins out of the body based on this new revelation about how the average person in the United States inhaling the equivalent of a credit card's worth of plastics every single week. Brand new breaking study. We'll get into the content of that on the show, so don't miss out on it. If you're just tuning into the program, I'm talking about something that is kind of an antiquated, arbitrary, outdated metric that's used by conventional medicine when you have a physical examination, which I did recently. And sure enough, that physical exam was all wrong because they used a test, a measure of, it's really a formula that was developed by an astronomer over 200 years ago. It really was never designed to be equated with health in any manner whatsoever because the astronomer was not a physician, never studied medicine at all. It was simply a mathematical equation used, then usurped, and kind of taken in by the medical profession back in the 80s to determine a person's weight status, to determine how much fat they have in their body. That test is called Body Mass Index, short BMI. BMI. And when you have a physical exam in the United States, conventional mainstream medicine is still using this embarrassing, arbitrary, and outdated metric. They are. The CDC still is behind it, the National Institutes of Health, all these big medical organizations, Kaiser Permanente. All good, but it's just something that needs to be rethought. And we can easily find better ways to measure the fitness of the body, particularly the level of fat the body has in it, besides trying to use this formulation where a person's weight in pounds is divided by the square of feet and height that they have to diagnose whether that person is in a proper optimal weight status or they have they're overweight or obese. Those tests exist today, and I'll be talking about it here shortly, so listen up so you know what to look for. There's a problem with this BMI, this body mass index, but there's also a solution for it. We need to get rid of it. Now, granted, everybody, I think, recognizes that being overweight is not only distressful for the person cosmetically, in their mind perhaps. Some people don't mind it, others do. But it puts a person at a great risk of all these different diseases. There's no debate about that. When you're overweight, you are increasing your risk greatly of things like cardiovascular disease, heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes. A bunch of cancers are associated with being overweight. And we haven't even talked about the great deal of destruction that being overweight creates to your joints because you're carrying too much poundage around. Well, a new study has determined that a better way to go about it, which is, I guess, okay, it's certainly better than the body mass index, which is completely an embarrassment and arbitrary and outdated, and never should have happened in the first place. They've been able to find that if you measure the ratio between your waist and your hip, that might be a more accurate way of what the body's healthy weight should be, as opposed to if you're measuring this BMI, this body mass index, which is bogus to begin with. So if you're concerned about that, that might be a way to go about it. But there's even a better way to measure a more accurate reading of body weight and how much fat your body actually has and how much lean tissue your body has. It's called bioimpedance. That's how you get a optimal percentage of body fat, is through a test called bioimpedance. I've done this on hundreds and hundreds of people, but it's nothing new. I was doing this back in the late 90s, all the way through 2008. Hundreds of people. We used to go out in the community and screen people with bioimpedance, these bioelectrical impedance devices. It's kind of like setting a small EKG up on somebody. You put these little pads, you turn this machine on, and it gives you a reading. And it tells you body composition, particularly body fat and muscle mass. And it gives some other readings, intra and intercellular readings. I mean, there's all kinds of information to derive from this little weak electric current that just goes flowing through the body instantaneously, very safe, very effective to calculate how much impedance is in its way, which is fat and water and muscle, to determine how healthy you are. Why that's not used today, it boggles my mind, but I think it's, one of this arcane old BMI, body mass index measure that's used in conventional medicine, why they use it, I'm still scratching my head. It's so inaccurate and should have never even come to healthcare anyway. It was never designed for that. So you know that the standard test, and this is part of the problem when people get it, they're these false positives and false negatives that they're getting from the reading of the BMI instead of doing bioimpedance is really, as I said, it's embarrassing. So don't buy that. Find somebody who can do bioimpedance testing if that's what you want to find out about to get the true reading of it. I know insurance companies use BMI, and it's just so bad. There are a lot of reasons why not to use this BMI test. And this last week, and I thought it was gone, and I guess I'm naive on that level. I just thought it was gone until it showed up in an exam that I had at a medical facility, just a yearly thing. And looking down, what? BMI, body mass index, is still being used? I know the history of it, and that's why when people entered my office, we did the bioimpedance testing, because we knew that the BMI, the body mass index testing, was completely bogus. And I'm going to tell you, and this is a little bit strange, because normally we have top 10 lists in the third hour of the show, but today, in hour number one, we've got a top 10 reasons why this BMI body mass index reading is bogus. We'll have that for you after this break. Stay with us. We're talking about weight, your weight. I'm Dr. Bob Martin.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. therootbrands.com/product. Cold and flu season is here, and my listeners want to know how to boost their immune systems and stay healthy. Dr. Bob Martin here. Yes, you can boost your immune system and avoid cold and flus when you drink Tahiti Trader's Noni Juice. It can help you boost your immune system while helping you heal, balance stress, and release energy. It's the amazing adaptogen.
I'm 86 years old, and a few weeks I'll be 87. The Noni Juice has really did wonderful things for me. It makes me feel good. I don't have no more symptoms of a cold. I never had a cold since 1996. I would say that the Noni Juice has done a lot for me, period. The Noni Juice give me a little energy, and I haven't stopped, and I won't stop.
Tahiti Trader Noni Juice is available at GNC, Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, and most health food stores. Or call 800-842-5309 or TahitiTrader.com. This hour, the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We'll get back to the discussion of weight and how to measure, how to actually develop an idea of what your weight should be, how much fat you should have in your body, and then we'll also get to the end of that conversation, some of the ways that you can achieve that. Plus, we'll have it shortly here, the top 10 reasons why the measurements used in conventional medicine today to determine if a person is overweight or obese or how much fat they have in their body, the BMI test, the body mass index test. I'm going to have the top 10 reasons why the BMI test is so bogus, and you should reject it when someone tries to determine if your weight is optimal or otherwise, because that can mess you up on insurance reports and give you false negative and false positive information. So it's important to know that. We'll get to that in a minute. But first this, you know, consumers want natural products that work better. And once again, Spry delivers. Spry, you hear me talking about Spry, Spry, S-P-R-Y. The toothpaste, the mouth rinse, the gum, the mints that my family uses for proper, optimal dental hygiene. Their new Sprite Peppermint and Spearmint toothpaste now features Enamel Max. Spry Enamel Max with xylitol and STMP and with L-arginine has been found to make the enamel on our teeth 33% stronger than fluoride alone. Spry delivers on-the-go dental hygiene solutions that support a healthy oral microbiome. The Spry Dental Defense System creates an easy and convenient way to have xylitol throughout the day without needing to change your habits. Xylitol has been shown to reduce the ability of bacteria to adhere to the teeth and gums. And when the bacteria has its way in your mouth, adhering to your teeth and gums, that's what creates dental cavities, dental caries, gingivitis, and eventually into periodontal disease. And xylitol is a preferred sweetener that tricks the germs that are generated in your mouth when you're eating any form of carbohydrate. And those germs, those bacteria, streptococcus, mutans, streptococcus, they all generate excrement, which is the bacteria that ultimately ends up destroying your oral cavity. And when they come in contact with xylitol, they leave, they die. It is a delicious sweetener that should be in your toothpaste and mouthwash, but if you're using conventional toothpaste and mouthwash, it's not. That's why I use, and my family uses, and so many of my healthcare colleagues have switched over to Spry, S-P-R-Y, S-P-R-Y. If your toothpaste and mouthwash currently, or your gum and mints, is not rich in xylitol, then you need to switch it up. Xylitol is so important to our health. And xylitol is spelled with an X, X-Y-L-I-T-O-L. S-P-R-Y, that's what you're looking for. Spry, toothpaste, mouthwash, mouth rinse, gum mints. And you will have a better time with oral health. And your hygienist, your dental hygienist, your dentist is going to notice it like mine did. What are you doing? And how are you doing it? Because things look a whole lot better in your oral cavity. This is now going on over 20 years ago, folks. So I've been the recipient of the benefits of the Spry Dental Defense System, and you can too. You can too, and you should. So whatever you're using, switch it over. Spry, S-P-R-Y, found at finer grocery stores, health food stores, and even drug stores like CVS, Rite Aid. You can find it at Target, Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, natural grocery stores. And if you can or you want to go to their website and learn more about the Spry Dental Defense System, the makers of the Clear Nasal Spray family, Clear Max Nasal Spray, Clear, they've got it all over there at clear.com, X-L-E-A-R.com. It's where I go, and you should too. All right, now, we are going to do something a little different in this first hour because we're on the topic of weight and how it's been measured, still measured today, and is the standard, the gold standard in conventional medicine of determining if a person is overweight or obese or has too much fat in their body. It's called a BMI test, body mass index test. It was never designed to be utilized in healthcare. It was originally thought up by an astronomer over 200 years ago. And then they started to incorporate it into medicine, I don't know when it was, decades ago. But it's still going on. And we have, therefore, a top 10 reasons why the BMI test is bogus. Here we go. The top 10. We'll start with number 10. Based on the information I have provided for you, it's embarrassing to our country to be using the BMI measurement for people as relates to whether they are in proper weight or obese. It's embarrassing for one of the supposed most scientifically, technologically, and medically advanced nations in the world to base advice on how to prevent one from leading into the causes of many diseases, poor health, and premature death, like obesity, on a 200-year-old numerical hack developed by a mathematician astronomer who is not even an expert in healthcare at all, let alone the human body. That's number 10. Number 9 on the list of top 10 reasons why the BMI test is bogus. continued reliance on BMI or body mass index test means doctors don't feel the need to use one that's more scientifically sound in terms of methodology to measure obesity levels or people being overweight. Number eight on the list, it makes more cynical members of society suspect that the medical insurance industry lobbies for the continued use of the BMI to keep their profits high. Number seven on the list of top 10 reasons why the BMI test measured is being measured, it suggests that there are distinct categories of underweight, ideal, overweight, and obese with sharp boundaries that hinge on a single decimal place, which is what this test is, because the so-called normal, and you can look this up for yourself, on this BMI test is somewhere like between, I don't even know what it is. I almost have to state it, because, 18.5 and 24.9, males and females. If you fall in there, you are just fine, and you can be morbidly obese. Now, this list is a little bit longer than typical, so I'll finish up on the top 10 reasons why the BMI test that's still being used to determine if somebody's obese or overweight or has too much fat. I'll finish it up after we come out of this break. So stay with us. You're tuned into the Dr. Bob Martin Show. The number one health concern as we move toward and beyond the age of retirement is fear of losing our vision and therefore the ability to remain independent. Most of us at some point in time have uttered the words, I'm not seeing as well as I used to, or I think I need stronger glasses. If you are nearing or past age 40, it's not your imagination that your vision is getting worse. What is likely causing your vision to deteriorate is cataract formation. Cataracts occur when the lens of the eye becomes cloudy and blocks light from entering, which interferes with sharp, clear vision. A science-based cataract reversal eye drop called CanSee is changing lives of people with poor vision caused by cataract. Learn more about CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.com or call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. For CanSee eye drops, 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Berberine MedX Extra Strength from Cherry Naturally is a safe and effective way to support your metabolic health. Used in Ayurvedic practice for generations, berberine supports healthy blood sugar, cholesterol, and triglycerides levels. Studies also show berberine helps maintain cognitive function, as well as cardiovascular, liver, and joint health. Terry Naturally combines this time-tested botanical with GammaZorb, an exclusive delivery system that can increase the absorption of certain hard-to-absorb nutrients, and in some cases up to 8 times. Try berberine and experience why this highly valued botanical has stood the test of time for supporting overall metabolic health. Only from Terry Naturally. Find Berberine MedX Extra Strength at your local health food store or at TerryNaturallyVitamins.com.
Berberine MedX supports healthy blood sugar, cholesterol, and triglyceride levels already within normal range. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. Therootbrands.com/product.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com.
All right, welcome or welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Thank you so very much for tuning into the program. And I've neglected to mention that we have a health poll question going on my website that I would love to get your opinion of. And it goes like this. The FDA approves the first over-the-counter birth control pill. It's happening, folks. Food and Drug Administration just gave it the big stamp, finally. Over-the-counter birth control pills now available. So here's the question. Are you in favor of over-the-counter birth control pill? Yes or no? Where can you vote, you say? How about my website, drbob.com? Spell out the word doctor. D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. And there you will also be able to find out how to follow me on Twitter and Instagram. All that's there. And lots of news. Plus, that's where the podcast library lives. In case you miss a show or you want to hear a show all over again, or you want to direct somebody to my website so they can hear something that you heard that you know they didn't, and they can get into the podcast library the following Wednesday so that they can enjoy the show. DrBob.com. Please vote on that health poll question. Are you in favor of over-the-counter birth control pills? Yes or no? All right, back to the, and to finish off, the top 10 reasons why the BMI test or the body mass index test is bogus. Here we go. We'll finish it up. We got through 10, 9, 8, 7. We move on to number 6. Top 10 reasons for the BMI test being bogus. Number 6, it is lying by scientific authority to think that that test has any accuracy whatsoever. Number 5 on the test, it's just bad statistics. Number 4, it gets the logic completely wrong. Number 3, it is physiologically wrong. Number 2 in the list of top 10 reasons why they test that's standard in medical care, medical circles today. When you go into a doctor's office and they do a physical exam and they measure your height and your weight and then they square your height against your weight and all that, they come up with a BMI, body mass index reading. Totally, totally wrong. It is scientifically nonsensical. And the number one reason for the BMI being bogus is the person who dreamed up the BMI said explicitly that it could not and should not be used to indicate the level of fitness or fatness in an individual. All right, so there you have it. We're done with that, and I'm glad we did do that. Now, you might be saying, okay, so Dr. Bob, I still have weight problems after all of that. What do I do? Well, welcome to modern conventional medicine 2023. You do have a choice, thank goodness. You don't need to have a doctor giving you health advice based on a 200-year-old unscientific myth called body mass index, BMI. You should ask for doctors who use bioimpedance testing if you really want to know what your risk is and how much fat you have in your body as opposed to lean mass. I mean, the formula for success of maintaining weight hasn't really changed much. I mean, weight loss is so misunderstood in weight management. You got to just move around more. That's the idea. Burn more calories. Being sedentary will definitely sabotage a successful control of weight and weight loss. Eat less. Push back. Don't eat until you're full. Eat about halfway through that mechanism. You'll be a whole lot better off. And don't eat or snack. This is key. Do not eat or snack after 6 p.m. if you're on a normal work schedule. Do not do that. And you've got to, if you're struggling with your weight, you've got to figure out how to avoid sugar and highly processed, refined foods. You must do that. And specifically, avoid the SAD diet, the standard American diet, which is why we have so many weight problems in this country. You need to eat adequate amounts of quality protein, of course, and fiber, plenty of fiber. Chew your food at least 20 times before you swallow. This is a habit I got into when I learned about how to manage people with weight encourage people to chew their food 20 times before they swallow instead of inhaling it, which many of Americans do as though they're starving and their meal was about 2 hours ago? And if you're struggling after all of that, definitely learn how to check something called BMR, another acronym, another initial for you to remember. Basal metabolic rate. You do it with a regular old underarm thermometer, not a digital thermometer. And there's ways to do that. Look it up on the internet, and it tells you exactly what you should be reading. And if your readings are off on the BMR, the basal metabolic rate, which is how you measure how your thyroid gland is working. The thyroid gland is your metabolic carburetor. It's what burns, helps your body to burn calories. Your muscles obviously help initiate that, but the thyroid gland is your metabolic gland that is so very important to maintaining weight and temperature and everything else, plus sex hormones. If you're struggling and you've done everything else right and nothing else is working, you should get with a functional or integrative doctor who can measure your thyroid and sex hormones and get them measured right. And then, obviously, nutritional supplements. They are key to maintaining good health because it's not always easy to get all the nutrients you need. And to supplement the diet, even a good diet, is a wise, wise thing to do. We'll finish up with this conversation on the other side. I'm Dr. Bob Martin. Stay with us. Are you tired of crazy blood sugar and blood pressure numbers? Dr. Bob Martin here. Listen to this true story.
I was diagnosed with type 1 juvenile diabetes when I was 7 years old. I grew up taking insulin. I was having some problems with my physical health, so I thought, you know what, I need to try Noni juice. Then I came across Tahitian Trader, gave it a shot, and I noticed the health benefits immediately because it's helped decrease my blood sugar levels. It's helped maintain a healthy blood pressure. So I have used Noni juice ever since.
Tahiti Trader's Noni can help you enjoy healthy blood sugar and blood pressure levels. Noni is the amazing adaptogen. Noni can help your body heal, manage stress, and increase your energy and stamina. Noni is the foundation of wellness. Drink Tahiti Trader's Noni juice and share your story. Available at GNC, Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, and Fine Health Food Stores. 800-842-5309 or TahitiTrader.com.
What's your age? That's AGE, aged garlic extract, that is. For over 50 years, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been offering men and women of all ages and with different health concerns an odorless, organically grown, clinically researched garlic extract supplement tailored to their individual needs. Aged garlic extract formulas support optimal cardiovascular health, immune function, and many more specific health concerns like stress, blood sugar balance, high blood pressure, detox, anti-aging, inflammation, and brain health. Kyolic AGE's condition-specific products contain Kyolic's exclusive GMO-free garlic extract, which is aged up to 20 months, converting garlic's harsh properties into beneficial compounds. So what's your AGE? Visit your local natural health and wellness retailer and discuss which Kyolic AGE formula is best for you and your lifestyle. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also online.
All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. Therootbrands.com/product.
Find a way to break through. Even if we can't find heaven, I walk through heaven with you.
Martin back with you in our final segment of this hour. Next hour, we're going to be joined by a special guest to talk about a very troubling article that I ran into, which prompted me to invite this guest on the program. Clayton Thomas will be back with us to talk about the dilemma associated with the average American breathing in the equivalent of a full-sized credit card in terms of microplastics each and every week. Once a week, the average person breathes in and takes in through their mouth and through their nose the equivalent to the amount of plastic you find in a credit card. So take your credit card out during the break and see how, just feel it, look at it, and realize that's how much plastics we're getting into the average human being according to a new breakthrough study each week. Now you might say, well, plastics, no big deal. No, it's a big deal. Microplastics contain all kinds of heavy metal poisoning. Lead, cadmium, aluminum, mercury. That's the problem. And we'll have that conversation next hour, so don't go anywhere. Now, one last thing I want to just drop in here. Up to a third of people related to this BMI conversation we've been having this hour, about a third of the people that are determined to have a slim body mass index, BMI, according to this bogus, mythical measurement that conventional medicine is still using and shouldn't, these same people, a third of them, might actually be overweight or obese. That's what researchers are now claiming because this test is so weird. Israeli researchers who examined over 3,000 people found around a quarter of men and nearly 4 in 10 women who had a healthy body mass index had so much body fat that they should be classified as obese. And as a result, millions and millions who believe their body size is not the cause for concern for their health may be at risk of weight-related conditions such as type 2 diabetes, heart disease, risk of stroke. The list goes on. And they urged conventional medicine to scrap this widely used BMI score that they're using. I had it done this week. It was part of an exam. I mean, on the end there, weight and height, to determine this body mass index, which is nonsense. This score is just, you need to get rid of it. You shouldn't be able to determine anything from it other than a person's weight and their height, and it has nothing to do with their body mass index, other than giving them false negative findings. Instead, people should use devices to measure body fat percentage found in gyms and stores. You can buy these little weights, bioimpedance testing, or doctors who are aware of bioimpedance testing, BI testing versus BMI testing. So that's what you should think about. Oh boy, do we have a lot to talk about next hour. Going to get into Ozempic, another potential adverse side effect of this drug, suicide. We'll be right back. The number one health concern as we move toward and beyond the age of retirement is fear of losing our vision and therefore the ability to remain independent. Most of us at some point in time have uttered the words, I'm not seeing as well as I used to, or I think I need stronger glasses. If you are nearing or past age 40, it's not your imagination that your vision is getting worse. What is likely causing your vision to deteriorate is cataract formation. Cataracts occur when the lens of the eye becomes cloudy and blocks light from entering, which interferes with sharp, clear vision. A science-based cataract reversal eye drop called CanSee is changing lives of people with poor vision caused by cataract. Learn more about CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.com or call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. For CanSee eye drops, 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.